lines of greed burning in my soul. With pride I looked at all I owned, and it seemed the world bowed low to me. But the little bird said tweet, tweet, and I said my power is a thing of pride, for I'd build an empire both far and wide. I'm a big, big man, I don't know defeat. But the little bird said tweet, tweet, and I said my works are indeed supreme, for I force all things to fit my scheme. And before my power the whole world retreats, still the little bird said tweet, tweet.
Very strong voice, very strong words. I said my power.
Yes.
No defeat.
Tweet, yeah. Tweet. Even way before Twitter appeared.
Другий випуск, second edition, second episode, I mean, of our podcast Vinyl Yukis. We started differently, we make it differently this time, we improvise, we keep improvising, and we start from the end. Тому що ця пісня, this song, it's basically end of duet, end of this musical duo, which is called Mickey and Bunny, which shaken Canadian grounds in 60s. And Mickey, who was performing this song, Tweet Tweet, this is his first solo song when they separated in around 1969, in the end of 60s. With Bunny.
I think they still recorded some albums together in early 70s. Maybe it was just the beginning of his sort of attempt to pursue his
right,
career.
But it was close to end.
It was close to the end, yes.
But we start from beginning. We start from beginning to speak about the most successful, money-wise, popularity-wise, all-wise as possible, Ukrainian-Canadian musical project called Mickey and Bunny.
Yes, at some point they sold over 70,000 copies, and that made them one of the most successful recording artists in Western Canada. Not just among Ukrainian singers, but in Western Canada overall.
Yeah, you can find articles. They started better than The Who at the same time. And Rolling Stones, right?
Rolling Stones, yes. They had this year, they sold more albums than the Rolling Stones, who weren't popular yet.
Yes, so what happened in 1963? Basically, the rock and roll just started. And not only rock and roll, but guitar music and vinyl records. Vinyl records, not something new. It was since 1920s. But specifically in 60s, it became part of very popular culture. It money came to this.
He later said that she couldn't believe how two small town people could create such a big ta-da.
Ta-da?
It was a good run for 8 to 10 years, somewhat around that time. They were popular, actually more than 7, that's what she said, 8 to 10. Maybe, though their peak of popularity was in early to mid-60s probably.
Imagine, they are from small town. Yeah, you can say on big scale, it's a small town in middle of Manitoba.
Okay.
It's 1963 or so, they sing in English in local pubs. And local producer from Winnipeg, from big city in Manitoba, Winnipeg's capital of the province, found them and said, what if you guys start singing in Ukrainian?
So Mickey was born in Edelberg, which is north from Dauphin, and Bunny was born in Rosa, Manitoba, which is way south from Winnipeg. They met on the beach in one of the longest bridges in Winnipeg in 1954,
okay.
I think. Anyway, yes.
They started singing in Winnipeg pubs in English. Even both are Ukrainian, probably speaking between them partially in Ukrainian.
Yes, they probably one of the creators of this half-Napiv style, which was half Ukrainian, half English. And this style connected generation. So that was music that connected those grandchildren with their grandparents. Some of them spoke Ukrainian, some didn't, some only spoke English, but they all could understand their songs.
І тут уже час для якоїсь другої пісні. Ти знаєш, яку другу ставити?
Yeah. У нас тут є диск Ukrainian country music. And that was, I think, the first one that they recorded. They recorded it with the D-Drifters 5, who weren't a band at this time. They were just musicians performing with Mickey and Bunny.
Яка сторона? До речі, що ми робимо в цьому випуску? Ми крутимо напряму з вінілового програвача. We play today from turntable. Like real vinyl show.
Let's try side one homebrew.
Бані, homebrew.
Homebrew. Цікаво, що в Манітобі, до речі, ця традиція, яку почали Мікі Бані, до цих, мабуть, ще почали ще до них, але не стали такими популярними, воно продовжується. Так само і музика, забави, полка, скаламійка.
Ти кажеш, що вони ще гонять самогонку?
І самогонку ще гонять також, я знайду потім назву.
Я не думаю, що це легально, я не думаю, що хтось...
Ну, це не самогонка, це офіційна є, тобто, компанія, яка це робить, але називається Homebrew.
Але про те, що співає саме в цій пісні, співається, це про саме про нелегальне виготовлення самогонки, яке, звісно, в Канаді це частина історії. В преріях, зокрема, це частина історії. Так звані бутлегерс, так звані контрабандисти алкоголю між провінціями і Сполученими Штатами, по провінціями Канади, тоді ще частини Британської імперії, і американськими Сполученими Штатами. Це була нон-стоп бізнес, великий бізнес, люди важко жили. Алкоголь був дуже небезпечним і дуже, якби, дорогим, тому цим займалися. Люди гнали самогонку і для себе, і на продаж. Це також окрема величезна історія для цілої серії подкастів, що таке було смаглінг або бутлегерство, говорячи хафнапів, між, ну, але це було в 20-х роках. Те, напевно, про що співає нелегальне виготовлення самогонки, homebrew, про яке співає Мікі Бані, це про вже більш, думаю, менш кримінальні часи, коли люди гнали просто для себе, як і в Україні.
Знайшла, але це не в Манітобі, Саскачевані, до речі, також досить популярне, називається Grey Guido Homebrew. Досить ще виготовлюють, досить міцні.
Але це вже дистилері, тобто це офіційний бізнес. You can open distillery and produce homebrew or whiskey or vodka or whatever you want product. You get licensed. And yeah, go ahead.
Actually, Alex Groshek, who was a creator of this V Record Studio in 1963, he spotted Mickey and Bunny at one of the pubs performing, and he invited them to record this first album. So if it wasn't him, maybe we wouldn't even know
Mika Banja today. One more name, Alex Groschach. Without Alex Groschach, this show wouldn't be possible again, because he is the creator of V Studio Record. This land is our land.
Yeah, that became
Це була, здається, перша пісня, яку Мікі і Бані з англійською переклали українською на прохання якраз Алекса Грошака. І в цього все почалося. І ми цю пісню вже грали.
Ми грали, але якщо робити випуск про Nicki & Bunny, це якраз ця пісня, яка...
Так, все почалось.
This recording of Woody Guthrie, This Land is Your Land, This Land is Your Land, they sang it in both English and Ukrainian, and this is the song that was sold, the record with the song was 70,000 copies, which was a huge number for this time.
Single? One song?
No, the album that had this song in it. And actually, this particular album made them one of the most successful recording artists in Western Canada at this time. And another probably interesting moment about this particular song that it actually received official recognition with inclusion in the National Archives in Ottawa. So it basically made a history in Canada.
Частина канадської історії. Це цей феномен взагалі, якому ми присвятили цей цикл. Це частина точно музичної історії. І якщо ви підете на веб-сторінки, присвячені канадській музиці, ви обов'язково знайдете Nicki & Bunny. Nicki & Bunny.
Так, тому вони стали такими важливими, найбільш популярними. Ну, тому що вони були такими дуже популярними. Вони вийшли за це коло української діаспори. Вони стали популярні на всю Канаду.
А коли вони спробували вийти поодинці.
It didn't work out.
They didn't work out, так. When they tried solo, specifically Modest, who is Mickey, tried with his solo project in the United States to record.
It's actually wasn't just his solo project. At one point, interesting information that he employed Billy Joe Green, who became later on, it was just first years when he was just starting, later on he's a First Nations singer. He became quite popular in Canada in the 90s as a blues and country singer. Mm-hmm. But the beginning of his career was actually with Mickey.
So he's basically helped someone to start career and fade it out.
Possibly. By the way, interesting that we know about history, the connection between Ukrainian communities and indigenous people, First Nations. And Bunny's career became also interesting because she became a teacher and also math teacher. And then she also started working with some Northern First Nation communities, helping them I don't think she had a legal degree, but she was helping with the end of life sort of affairs, some social work. And she also became, later, when she was older, a teacher in a Ukrainian school. So she had a very interesting life.
And this is another big chapter, relations between Aboriginal Canadians and Ukrainian Canadians. And specifically in center of Manitoba, in Prairies, this is a very big separate subject and interesting.
Back to Dauphin, right? Dauphin is probably half на пів, половина українців, половина First Nations, indigenous people.
Саме місто Dauphin
perfectly так, well together and it's all interconnected.
І дуже, до речі, приємне місце, враження залишає місто, як таке розумне, доглянути містечко таке. Це.
Дуже багато подій там відбувається, крім СНЮВ, СНЮВ.
Ніхто ж не знає, що таке СНУВ. А СНУВ – це... це
National Ukrainian Festival.
Це найбільша фестивальна площадка в Канаді, українська. В Канаді, до речі, біля 10 фестивалів. About 10 big festivals in Canada, Ukrainian-Canadian festivals. And the biggest venue is specifically in Dauphin. But if you visit SNUF, this big venue next to Dauphin, you will see how big is it. Much bigger than you would say needed today. And you would say, what the hell happened here? It's like size of something, I would say, interstellar from this movie, right?
By the way, it's important to say that this is going to be 59th festival in Manitoba, in Dauphin, in 2024, and I hope we will probably won't be able to make it to this one, but we'll go to the 60th for sure, and we will make one of our podcasts from there. But Dauphin, it's not just this festival. They also have a lot of other activities. Just recently in February, there was some big Ukrainian festival there in the wintertime. They have, during this festival, they also have parade. There's also an interesting, actually, fact there that Ukrainian Hall of Fame, Ukrainian Music Hall of Fame, it's a really small building, not very impressive.
Хатка.
Хатка, located in Dauphin.
Але саме ця хатка надихнула мене свого часу зацікавитися музикою прерії, взагалі культурою прерії. Коли, знаєте, тому що я приїхав на цей фестиваль, це був десь 2015 рік, який ми згадали.
Разом ми приїхали. І, до речі, скільки ми разів? Два рази ми там, здається, були.
Ми приїхали в нашому моторхомі, ми тоді жили в Альберті, їздили в моторхомі по фестивалях. І от ми приїхали в цей фестиваль, я пам'ятаю, вже друга половина фестивалю, вже так всі трошки стомилися, ходять такі, бродять по цьому величезному фестивалі. Я зайшов в цю хатку сам. Пам'ятаю. В цей, як називається? Називається Hall of Fame of Ukrainian Music.
Of Ukrainian Music, yeah.
Yes. І я зайшов, і я дивлюся, все так якось захаращено, там так все хаотично всередині побудовано. Я дивлюся на ці обкладинки винілових дисків і думаю, ого, а що, як, що це взагалі таке? Тому що ніхто ж мені не пояснив. Ти приїжджаєш в місто, ти навіть частина фестивалю, ти п'єш, ти слухаєш музику, ти їси, танцюєш, що хочеш. Ніхто, і дивуєшся розміром, не розумієш. І я коли зайшов в цю маленьку хатку, таку, в яку мало хто і заходить, напевно, на цьому фестивалі, я побачив ці винілові диски, і я зрозумів, за цим стоїть цілий пласт музичної культури, про які, і не лише музичної, про які ми поняття не маємо. От проживи в Канаді 20-30 років, я вам гарантую, ви ніде, крім нашого подкасту, про це не почуєте.
It's interesting that I think just before, I don't remember which year we visited Dauphin for the first time, but I think it was after 2009. And in 2009, Bunny, after Mickey already passed away, it was actually Bunny, and I think she was with another Ukrainian singer, Linda Shidlovsky. She actually was one of the performers at the festival. Was quite a successful one, probably of her last concerts. Or maybe not, but it was one of the last recorded concerts.
Do we have something Shidlovsky?
Yeah, we have a few vinyls, Nestor Shidlovsky singing with Linda Shidlovsky. That will be another of our episodes. Mm-hmm. And in 2002, before that, Nikki and Bunny, who were divorced for a long time by that year, but they actually recorded, I don't think they had a vinyl, but they had a CD, Nikki and Bunny Reunion, some humorous Ukrainian songs. Maybe one day we will play that as well.
Yeah. They were not new anymore, but let's speak about, what's next? Do you have an idea?
There's another album. It's called Faces from the Past by Nikki and Bunny, and it was actually dedicated to their fathers, to their dads. Bill Sklipovich, Mickey's dad.
На обкладинці два таких чоловіки поважних, таких, один з вусами, другий в окулярах. Ну, обидва в окулярах, сиве волосся, дуже Ми розглядаємо диски якраз зараз, які будемо крутити.
And yeah, that's dedicated to their dads. That's the only album that was kind of dedicated to their families. And let's Coat of Many Colors, right? Another great song
Which
by
side?
Minnie and Bunny. Side 2, it's track number 3.
Okay. Ставимо на перевач.
A box of rags, a needle and thread, a whole lot of love, and the story of Joseph and his coat of many colors. These things were all that my mother needed to keep me warm and happy. May she rest in peace. Back through the years, I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. Someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. They were rags of many colors, and every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made from only rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, how as rich as I could be, my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches upon my breeches,
давай зараз поговоримо про те, що ми почули і прочитали, поки слухали, тому що у нас є можливість, we have a chance to read, to explore, to learn, and to read from internet while we're listening music. So to me, it was song of Mickey and Bunny. It was Bunny performing now. If you Google quote of many colors, you find a Wikipedia page dedicated to the song, and
Dolly Parton, who is still a popular singer even today,
So it's Dolly Parton's song, according to Wikipedia. And she wrote it in 1969 and recorded in 1971, which is not exactly what you would think when you listen album recorded in 60s. So how it's even possible that Bunny was singing this song before the song was written? So this is one of many questions and many thing we need investigation, I would say. Дуже дивно, що Вікіпедія говорить, що ця пісня написана в 69-му році by Dolly Parton, who is, вона ще до сих пір виступає, вона, очевидно, молодша, ніж Бані, ніж Орися. Написано, що пісня була записана вперше в 71-му році, а в наших руках платівка 60-х років, на якій Бані виконує цю пісню. Що відбувається? Тобто, такий детективний момент просто.
Yes, as you mentioned, it's sometimes very hard. Even if you find the information about the vinyls, it never or almost never says which year it was recorded. I'm holding another album of Mickey and Bunny in my hands, and it's an award-winning presentation. Stefan Juba presenting a community services award to Mickey and Bunny in the Winnipeg Civic Auditorium.
Mayor of Winnipeg, right?
Yes, mayor of Winnipeg.
Also, they're very proud of it. It's a big achievement
it's
for
a big, really big achievement.
Girl
it's
and boy from
small
Dauphin.
Rural communities, not Dauphin, but yes, in Manitoba. But what I want to say, it's there's a bit of a description at the back of this vinyl, and it says it was Sunday afternoon, October 2nd, when this award was presented. But interestingly, October 2nd of what year? That is missing. But we know that one nice day in the 60s, on the 2nd of October, they got this big award. And next we are going to play one of the songs from that album.
Which one?
A Marriage Proposal.
Поля, росла то поля,
что будешь моя.
So this album by Mickey and Bunny, slightly different from the other ones. It's all about, at the back, award-winning presentation from the mayor, as we said before. But another interesting thing is this particular song, maybe not, but some of the songs on this album are also performed by Mickey Jr., their son, who was quite young at this time. I think looks like maybe five, six years old. He was born in 1957, before Mickey and Bunny started singing together. But he also got this talent from his parents. And actually, that's not the only album where young Mickey Jr. was performing with his parents. Also Christmas albums that we have. There's a Ukrainian Christmas album, Ukrainian songs and English songs. He also plays guitar and sings with his parents.
Ніколи раніше не чув про Мікі Джуніор. Я думаю, сподіваюся, що він зараз живий-здоровий. І...
Ні, він, я тобі скажу, бо я роблю ресерч. Завжди, тобто він помер раніше, ніж Бані. Бані, she passed away in May of 2023. And she had two grandsons who were Mickey's sons. They're in their mid-20s. And not sure when he passed away, because Mickey passed away, she was 85. So he must have been already in his 60s, probably still young. But at the end of her life, Mickey, as traditionally Ukrainian, became a great baba to her grandkids and liked cooking, playing
baba
games.
Mickey.
Baba Miki, Aruisa, and spent actually in her obituary, it says that she loved spending time with her grandsons and teaching them Ukrainian, speaking Ukrainian, and music, and playing games, so, and cooking, of course, pierogies.
Ну, не Баба Мікі, Баба Бані, Баба Гаруся. Але співав цю пісню, яку ми перед цим чули, слухали Мікі, власне, і написано на диску, що він записав це на власній студії. So Mickey мав свою студію. Mickey Shepard had his own recording studio, but prints were done because vinyl discs they were printed, right?
Manufactured, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically pressed. That was done by VCV Records. So it's kind of collaboration.
Yes, and even during this award ceremony with the mayor's Steven Juba, Alex Groshek signed on their like award diploma that they got. So it was always a big connection.
The trio between studio and two talented gifted performers with big ambitions, obviously, especially Mickey. You can hear it, you can see it in his attempts to try that and create own studio. And
but I think Bunny, even later in her life, after they were already divorced, she gave an interview and was praising Mickey and saying that he was the driving force of their duet. But I want to say that she was very advanced for her time. She went back to school. After they got divorced, she graduated. She worked for many years as a teacher, and then she was working with this organization, providing education and social support to Northern community, to First Nations. She was a very gifted person.
You have to be gifted to make such big boom in your region, in whole Canada, basically. We have problems to find something in 70s which is so good. 80s, 90s, forget about it. We have a performance here in Canada of Ukrainian-Canadian music, and they, some of those good. Kubasonics, Tutetam, I know, Buria. But they are good. But they're
already in 2000s mainly, or Buria maybe in 90s. 90s you can find, but 70s and 80s,
what?
There was a gap.
What you find in 90s?
Buria?
Yeah. Some bands exist. Vasily Papadyuk plays violin and he is brilliant, but it's nothing close to him, nothing. It's not an industry, it's not a movement. Because this band today, Mickey and Bunny. This is only one of probably 20 we are ready to play for you.
Absolutely. And some of them are really, really good quality. Maybe not as widely popular as Mickey and Bunny, but a lot of really, really good records.
So what's next?
Sing Mickey and Bunny. That's the name of the album. That's the one that had This Land Is Your Land. It also had Ishumiti Who Did. That's the very first song on First Sight. I somehow feel that maybe that was... I think that's the album that was sold the most copies and probably was the most successful record that they ever created. Ishumiti Who Did.
Проводимо, намагаємося знайти щось, гуглимо про цю пісню і знаходимо. До речі, це не просто зробити, тому що англійською це пишеться «і». Окей, це спелінг взагалі моя окрема любов. Як записували в той час вільно латинкою, записували назви і пісень, назви альбомів.
And I think we could make 10 more episodes dedicated to Mickey and Bunny. We played one song from each from I think 5 different albums, but we have more albums, so I hope that in our future episodes we will continue sort of researching their we'll find more records, and they deserve it. I think they deserve many more episodes dedicated.
No, we definitely will return to the names, because, again, they are brilliant, they are interesting, but now we will play the song promised in the beginning.
Says it all. It says it all. It's a summary of their whole life and career.
Modest was a farm boy who moved on into town. Simple country living wasn't gonna hold him down. He trained for a profession and the riches it might bring. But most of all, he really loved to sing. Odessa came from Rosa, from a farm up on a ridge. Said she first met Modest in the city on a bridge. She was gonna be a teacher, children underneath her wing. But most of all, she really loved to sing. Modest and Odessa, traveling the land, played Ukrainian country western music with their band. They made lots of records, made lots of money, better known as Mickey. Modest had a plan, a way to reach his showbiz dreams. Then he found a band of drifters who agreed to join his team. They knew old time, they knew country, and the pop songs of the day. But most of all, they
love to play. They'd rehearse till they were polished, and on the road they'd go. Any town with two Ukrainians, they'd stop and do their show. They made 18 record albums, and they broadened their appeal, sang half in English, half Ukrainian, half in appeal. Protestant Odessa, traveling the land, played Ukrainian country western music with their band. Made lots of records, made lots of money, better known as Mickey and Bunny. Well, eventually the duo chose to go their separate ways, but the legends and the stories, they still live on today. I'd like to set the record straight, here's a rumor that persists. Modest sold a lot of drugs, well, he was a licensed pharmacist. Modest Anoresia, traveling the land, played Ukrainian country western music with their band. Made lots of records, made lots of money, better known as Mickey and Bunny. Sinatra Zemlya, Sinatra Pole, Sebo Nash Lovey Cry, Sebo Nash Lovey Cry.
Хто б сказав краще про цю музику, ніж Кубасонікс, ніж Богдан Червик?
Brian Cherwick, yes. And funny enough that the story how they met each other, Nick and Bunny, it's a true story. It's Arlington Bridge in Winnipeg, and they were in the middle of the bridge. Mickey,
romantic story.
Romantic story. Mickey was traveling in one direction and Bunny with her friend in the opposite direction, and her friend knew Mickey. And they stopped in the middle of the bridge where they weren't allowed to stop, and Mickey got her phone number and called
striked.
The next... And the rest is history.